it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Last week at the end of service, as I was standing at the back door and people were leaving, you know, if for those of you who were here, those of you who weren't here, last week I preached on the statement, God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And I had, I think, three people coming by tell me that that was either their mother's or their grandmother's favorite saying. So this week we're looking at another favorite saying. I'm sure you know somebody who says, God helps those who help themselves. This is another phrase that we refer to in theological terms as bovis scaticus or cowplop. The phrase itself actually comes from one of Aesop's fables. It's the story of Hercules and the Wagoneer. This man was trying to get Hercules to help him with something that he was perfectly capable of doing himself. And this is the moral of the story. The gods help those who help themselves. And it was really made famous for us, I think, today, as I think Benjamin Franklin is given credit for making this statement. And we hear it so often, but I just want to let you know, it's not true. We are helpless many times. No, that is not to say that we can't do anything. We're expected to do things. There are things we're expected to do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, for example, the Apostle Paul says, "For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule, if a man will not work, he shall not eat." So we're expected to do things. There are things we're expected to do. It's not that we're supposed to just sit around and wait for bread to fall from the sky. God takes care of us, but there are things we're expected to do as well. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8, this is what the Lord says. "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in the salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots to the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green and has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." God wants us to trust him, to trust in him, not in ourselves. I think one of the fallacies of the statement is it tends to make people think that they don't need God or that they need to do something that maybe they can't do. I really kind of see this relationship. We refer to God as the Father, and we often forget sometimes that in that relationship, we're the children. And I've really come to understand this relationship a lot more since becoming a father myself. You see, there are things I love to do with my daughter. I love playing games with her. I love spending time with her. You know, sometimes when we're tired, I even love just, you know, sitting down and watching TV with her. And God's in that, we're in that relationship with God. He likes to do things with us. He likes to do things for us. Now, unfortunately, as my daughter grows older, there are things she's not interested in doing with me anymore. And sometimes, unfortunately, as she's growing up, there are things she doesn't need my help with anymore. But in our relationship with God, we never really grow up. I mean, someday my daughter will be a young woman and she's not going to need my help for nearly as many things as I help her with now. But as grown up, even in our faith as we get with God, we're still little children. There are so many things we can't do without him, but we still try. We still try. I often use the example of myself being in ministry, you know, and relying on my own strength. I got a call to ministry when I was quite young. And when I went to college, I went to a pre-seminary program with every intention of going into ministry. And I get there, and I think it was at the beginning of my second year of school, I failed public speaking and just immediately thought, well, there's no way I can pastor a church if I can't stand up in front of people and talk. Because I get up in front of people and I stutter and I stammer and I lose my place and I lose my train of thought. Imagine that. And I'm a horrible public speaker. So I quit and I never became a minister. Yes, I did. It took me a long time, though, to realize I had to rely on God because I can't do this on my own. I can't stand up here in front of people and do this on my own. We've been doing this about every Sunday for, we're going on 4 years. And I can't do this on my own. And you're probably saying to yourself, well, you've been practicing, so maybe you are. Not the case. Not long ago in my day job, I was asked to give a presentation on something that I do every day to explain the process. And it took about 10 minutes. I got up and I did this 10-minute presentation on this process. And my manager, who had asked me to do this, came up to me afterwards and she said, I understand you're a pastor. I said, yes. She said, you preach in a church. I said, yes. Every Sunday? Yes. She says, does anybody ever come back the second week? I told her, you let me stand up in front of the same 18 people and preach the gospel instead of telling them how to do this nonsense, and it'll be completely different. Because it was horrible. I've never been asked to do another presentation at work, by the way. But to rely upon God. It takes a lot for us to do that because we live in a society that expects otherwise of us. I think that's why this statement, God helps those who help themselves, is so popular. We like to think that we can do things on our own. Rugged individualism, I think they call it. As Americans, we're expected to be able to do things on our own, and we can't always. Even as my daughter is growing up, there are things she thinks she can do herself, can't quite do them. Even though she's not here, I'm not going to embarrass her. But even as adults, there's things we think we can do, but we can't quite do them. We fall short. We fail sometimes, but God is there to help us. Romans chapter 8. I should put bookmarks in here, shouldn't I? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things God works for the good, for those who love him, who he has called according to his purpose. He wants us to love him. He has good things for those who love him. It doesn't say he helps those who help themselves. He helps those who love him, who keep his commands. That's what he wants from us. And he wants to help us. He wants to be there for us. I think one of the key issues in this, for God helps those who help themselves, is we sometimes expect that there are things we need to do. I know a lot of people who won't go to church, and they say that they want to go to church, but they need to get ready to go to church. Doesn't just mean, getting dressed, but they think they need to fix their lives before they can come to church. And we can't. We can't fix ourselves, but we like to think that we can. I've done enough bad things in my life that I can't do enough good to make up for them. I really can't. But that's why Jesus died on the cross, to fix the mistakes we've made. We can't fix ourselves. We can't make up for what we've done wrong. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 4 through 6, Jesus tells this parable. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." He goes and finds the sheep. He doesn't wait for the sheep to come back. Sheep are stupid. That's why he refers to us as sheep, because sheep are stupid. When I was in college one summer, I worked at a ranch, and they had some sheep. And I remember one morning going out and finding one of the sheep had drowned in the stream that was about this deep. It had laid down beside the banks and apparently tumbled over into the water this deep, a couple inches, and it drowned. Because they're not too bright. Sheep aren't going to find their way home. So the shepherd goes and finds the sheep and picks it up and carries it. That's what he does for us, because we can't do it on our own. God helps the helpless. That's us. There are things we can't do. There are things we fail at, but he's there for us. There are things we're expected to do, certainly. He doesn't take care of every single thing that we need directly, but what we can do for ourselves, he lets us and he encourages us to. He gives us gifts and blessings. Sometimes that's the way he helps us. I can come up here and give a message, and he's helping me do it. But if I don't stand up and start talking, then the message isn't given. God helps those who help themselves, helps themselves. Well, he helps us when we need his help. And amen for that.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
The benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And our good and final word for us today, really, I think, is that we are not alone. God is there to help us, not by our own strength, but by our need. The fact is that we need Him, and so He is there for us. We need Him whether we like to admit it or not. There are things He calls us to do that we can't do on our own. Whatever that thing may be, He will provide for you. He will give you strength to do it. He will help you because we can't help ourselves. I think this whole statement about God helps those who help themselves really brings people down sometimes because we'll realize that we can't help ourselves. And doesn't that make God a big meanie because He won't help us because we can't help ourselves? So I don't want to hear anybody say this. God helps us, period. And He helps us because we need it. This service is over. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.